This is actually my first reunion. I did not go to any of my high school reunions. I did not go to my law school reunions. I did not go to the 5th reunion of us, or the 10th reunion of us, or the 15th, or the 20th. So I've decided that my topic shall be, why am I here? Now, in good part, of course, it is because of John, whose letters were extremely artful, as we all know, and just hit the right chord for the shy, I'm not so sure, customer. He just kept slowly bopping there. And I thought, he has been and has always will be one of the great organizers. It was John, only John could have gone and, you know, unabashedly as a left-wing whatever, could have gone into a General Motors plant and managed to have risen to the role where he was sort of representing upwards of 5,000 workers on the night shift. Then he goes to the day shift where, like, there's like, this is the 1970s. These are guys, big fat guys with little red, with red, white, and blue American flags, 40 years and up. These are not going to elect communists to anything, right? He's elected again. Having organized them, the organization of this meeting was like, I guess, a piece of cake for him. Nevertheless, while this is probably no major achievement in his lifetime of work, I do think, as everyone else has said, that we owe him a great, great debt. But since you've already applauded him, I want to just add some other people before. John Rother for hosting the men's group. Lynn Ransom for the music thing, which was really quite something. And Hiram Titus for hiring the soprano in that event somehow. Christy Seltzer for the women's breakfast, which I was unable to attend. Steve Jacobson for a very perfect tone-setting opening round. George Galt for the Friday sing, the Saturday sing, the apparently the Sunday night sing, and the general singing. Hiram, I've done. Bob Wiener for his Washington Beltway group. Jackie for the fun group. Ellie Shapiro for the spirituality group. Penny for, what was Penny? So the family group. Penny Zolbrod for the memorial group. Lynn Anthony Higgins for the academic excellence, who's already been mentioned. Chip for his activist group. I'm sure I've left somebody out, and you know exactly who you are, and you can just quietly take a bow to yourself. Margaret Erickson, who is our paid slave from the college, who's helped us with that. To all of those, I think we owe a tremendous debt, because all of those and everybody who follows has done a terrific job. I think we should once again